This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. On this week's episode, Hethelyn Godwin remembers a trip to New Orleans when her public transport turned into a royal chariot.
"It's coming," one of the tourists standing beside me said excitedly. The vintage green St. Charles streetcar glided to us and stopped. "Bourbon Street, here we come," shouted a tall man in plaid shorts and a big belly. Eagerly, each of us jumped onto the step of the trolley and paid the fare. I took a seat at the front across from the driver. Thank heavens all the windows were open on this hot July day. As we left the Garden District, a woman in the seat behind me read aloud from a guide to New Orleans. "The French Quarter, one of the oldest communities in the U.S., famous for its French and Spanish architecture and..." "Don't give me history," a young man with spiked blonde hair interrupted. "I want jazz, street musicians, every corner, Jackson Square." From the back of the trolley, "Café du Monde, I can taste the sugar-dusted beignets." I felt the excitement mounting. Then I glanced at the broad black face of the driver. Eyes half shut, his hand resting on the wheel, his fingers drumming mindlessly up and down. He gave a big sigh. His shoulders rose and slumped down as he blew the air out. The next stop, more energetic, excited tourists with smiles, sunglasses, fanny packs, and cameras. Again, I noticed the driver's expression. Definite boredom. Round and round, the same circuit, the same streets. Interchangeable tourist. We were near the French Quarter when we made a final stop. The last tourist bounced happily onto the trolley. The streetcar didn't move. There were no more passengers. I saw the driver looking across the street to his left. A man was weaving his way achingly slow toward the streetcar. He seemed to have hiccups in his legs, which jerked to the right and to the left like they were pulled by strings of an inattentive puppeteer. After an eternity, this waif of a man, so thin a gust of wind could blow him away, reached us. Dressed in a ragged shirt and jeans, his brown hair plastered down above a pale face, he struggled to put one foot, then the next, on the streetcar step. Finally, he stood swaying in the entrance, his face bunched up and strained. A loud, booming voice rang out. "Come in, come in. Ah, my friend, have a seat. I'm glad to see you. So glad you're here today." The driver's voice had hallelujahs in it. The man slowly dropped down in the handicapped seat behind the driver. "My friend, you're looking fine. My friend, you're doing fine today." And this man, who was not affluent, who was not living an easy life, whose body was not a reliable companion, this man with his eyes almost squinted shut and his muscles taut because walking was a big deal, getting across the street was a big deal, climbing up the steps was a big deal, this man began to smile, a beaming smile, a radiant smile, basking in the warm spotlight. This man became somebody. He was somebody. I was riding on the streetcar with royalty, and the driver was delivering a king to his throne.
Sundial contributor Hethelyn Godwin teaches piano and spends a good bit of her time and energy on environmental activism. You can go back and hear Hethelyn's story again on the WLRH website. Just click on the Sundial tab. You'll find all the past Sundial stories and poems there in the archives. And you can hear a new edition of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.